सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। ॐ
चाप्टर् 7 श्लोका 10
बीजं मां सर्वभूतानां विद्धि पार्थ सनातनम् बुद्धिर्बुद्धिमतामस्मि तेजस्तेजस्विनामहम्
लॉर्ड कृष्ण रिवीलिंग हिज स्वरूपम टू अर्जुन बाय सेइंग आई एम द कॉज ऑफ दिस यूनिवर्स आई एम द कॉज ऑफ दिस यूनिवर्स फॉर इट्स मैनिफेस्टेशन सृष्टि कारणम अहमस्मी Not only Srishti Karanam, the universe is sustaining because of me alone. Sthiti Karanam also. I am the Sthiti Karanam. Just as we say, the clay is the cause of this pot. So clay is the Srishti Karanam of this pot. Same way, clay alone is the sthiti karanam also. Pot to be pot for its sustenance as a pot depending upon clay. For its arrival also depending upon clay. So clay alone is the srishti karanam, clay alone is the sthiti karanam also. Similarly, Ishvara is the Srishti Karanam and Sthiti Karanam also. The Laya Karanam Bhagavan is not telling here. Laya Karanam he says only in Vishwarupa, 11th chapter. Because Srishti Karanam, Sthiti Karanam, Ishvara we appreciate. When the Lord, as the cause of this universe, Lord created the universe, Lord became the universe, means we all enjoy. Because of Lord only we are sustaining also, we enjoy. Into Bhagavan only everything will dissolve, Layakaranam, Ishvara, we cannot enjoy. Bhagavan is the Layakarakaha. Means the dissolution ground. Everything go into Bhagavan that we cannot accept. So Bhagavan secretly, you know, that he hides that Layakarana now in this chapter. He keeps that topic after 2 chapters later because we need some maturity. We don't have that much maturity to accept Bhagavan as the cause for the destruction also. We don't have that much strength, mental strength. How do you know now? When any person leaves his gross body, we call it as a death. The death happens, we cry. It is amangalam, we say. We don't accept that. And mourning period, 13 days, 1 month, people are all crying, sad, irukkanum, and the days lo. because death happened. So we don't like it. So Bhagavan keep it secretly now. He won't say, I am the dissolution ground. I am telling, he is not mentioning here. Bhagavan says, I am wonderful, I am beautiful, I am strength, I am the force, I am everything, I am tejas, everything he says. I am only the eater of everything, he never say here. So you require a lot of maturity, mental strength for that. So what Bhagavan wants to say, I am the karanam of this jagat. Jagat is karyam. Important principle we have to note is karana gunaha karye anuvartante. Karana gunaha, the attributes of the cause, the attributes are properties of the cause, karye in the product, anuvartante means manifest, comes. Karana gunaha karye anuvartante, the properties of the cause inheres, comes to the product also. How to understand this? Father, mother's properties come to their children also. Amma madri irukka, amma madri mukku, appa madri kannu. Like this we always say, he looks same like his mother or his father, she looks same like her father or her mother, like we say. Not only look, each part we say, facial. Adi eppadi na, the karana gunaha, parents are the cause. Karana gunaha karye anuvartante. Not only those gunas, even they have some diseases also, they transfer to their children. Diabetes, certain types of diseases, even asthma, if the parents have, even not only parents have tata ka asthma irunda payanukku parentku varum na adu eppadi na karana gunaha karye anuvartante. Either they express, those diseases comes out, sometimes they won't express because of their healthy habits, they do yoga and all, they can manage. Generally they get. So these are all the karana gunaha karye anuvartante, like that. Parents' properties comes to their children, same way that Ishvara has two components. Paraprakriti and Aparaprakriti. Ishvara means a mixture. Paraprakriti is Satyam, Nirvikaram, Nirgunam. That Chetanam, Prakriti, Paraprakriti. And Aparaprakriti, Achetanam, Savikaram, Sagunam and Mithya. Both together only Bhagavan. That Ishvara is the cause. Then the whole universe is the karyam, including this body. That means what? Arjuna, understand my two properties. What are they? Chetana, Achetana Tattvam, Saguna Nirguna Tattvam, Savikara Nirvikara Tattvam. These Satya Mithyatvam, both continues in the universe. Karana Gunaha Karye Anuvartante. So whatever you see in this universe also must be what? It is a mixture. Father is a mixture. His son also mixture only. Appa Ishwaran vandhi, Paraprakriti, Aparaprakriti, mixture. Appa we are all the products of that Lord, whole universe. Also must be mixture. What? We are also mixture of what? Whatever you see is a mixture. Who is seeing is also a mixture. Don't wait for mixture after the class, okay? Swami edho bundi mixture kudukka poranga iniki nalla cash ella potti apdi you don't wait for that, okay? Mixture in the sense, once Bhagavan is the mixture, since he is the cause, the whole universe is the product. The product also must be the mixture. Same, all those eight properties. What are those? Savikara nirvikara tattvam, saguna nirguna tattvam, chetana achetana tattvam. These are all satya mithyatvam will continue in the universe also. Hey Arjuna, understand, whatever you are seeing, it is belong to me only. I am the owner. So learn to see the Lord in everything as the owner of this creation. This is called real bhakti. This is called real surrender. Understanding this universe is belong to him only, not belong to you. Understand? Therefore he says, whatever power you see anywhere, sarva bhutanam bijam, since I am the cause of all beings. Sarva bhutanam means all beings. I am the bijam, karanam ityarthaha. Bijam means the source, karanam. What karanam? When this Bhagavan Ishvara born, how many centuries back? Sanatanam. No time. In other religions, their God is born for particular time. Okay. We are also talking about Krishna birthday, Krishna Janmashtami. Our gods also, we give the date of birth. That is not original Paramatma. Okay, these are all avatarams have date of birth. Swargarohanam. But original Paramatma is birthless. That is why Bhagavan says, Sanatanam, ancient, I am free from birth. Once Bhagavan is free from birth, means what? Free from death also. So birth and death comes within time principle, within time paradigm. So Bhagavan doesn't come under time paradigm. So Bhagavan doesn't come within space. Because Bhagavan only created the space, Bhagavan only created the time. Therefore, time and space are within Bhagavan. Bhagavan is not in time and space. Time and space are within Bhagavan. That is called Sanatanam Nartham. I am ancient. You cannot talk about the date of birth. Manufactured. Bhagavan born and so on, so time you should not say. Clear? Whatever is born will disappear one day. That's why Krishna disappeared. Krishna form in which yuga? Dvapara yuga only. Rama form is in which yuga? Treta yuga only. The forms come and disappear. But Parameshwara, the Paramatma, never born, is ever there. Therefore, since I am Sanatanam, Buddhimatam Buddhihi Ahamasmi. How to understand Bhagavan then? Everywhere I am only my mixture only, you are telling. I am not able to see that Bhagavan, the mixture. I am not able to understand, Bhagavan says. You won't understand, I know that. That's why I am telling you, understand in this manner. What manner? Arjuna, there is a buddhiman, wise person, intelligent person. And the intelligent person, we have seen intelligent people. And the intelligent person, yaro therimo? Nanda. Buddhimatam, in wise people, intelligent people, buddhihi ahamasmi. So you remove that buddhiman la buddhi. You remove the buddhi in buddhiman, you will become a buddhuman. will become a buddhu and artham. Appreciate that intelligence of everyone as Bhagavan's intelligence. That's why admire anything to appreciate in others, it is not belong to that person. It belong to Bhagavan. Buddhimatam buddhihi ahamasmi. Not only that, tejas, the brilliance, lot of tejas virtues is there, you admire by seeing their complexion. Wow, what a tejas, na? 1000 candle bulb madri, ore tejas. Inge ponanu, everybody looks at that person only. There are some people, no? Very, very bright and brilliant tejas, they attracts. Among hundreds, they stand, they attract by people. That is called tejas. So such a person immediately attracts the attention of others. Who is that tejas? Not belong to that person. Me, aham asmi. Now what you have to do? If you see a buddhiman, you do namaskara mentally. Why? That buddhi belongs to Bhagavan. If you see a tejasvi, a brilliant person, a virtuous person, do namaskara mentally. If you do with folded hand also, nothing wrong. Okay. You can do mentally also namaskara, manasika namaskara. What a beauty. Bhagavan. Glory that is. Admire that. So you are appreciating the Bhagavan. Understand? This is the way you have to know the Bhagavan in the world. Tejasvi naam aham tejasvi tejas anjana. Aham. Up to here we saw in the last class. The next shloka 11.
Balam balavatamasmi. Kamaraga vivarjitam. Dharma viruddho bhuteshu. Kamosmi bharatarshabha.
Lord Krishna further continues. He Bharatarshabha. O Arjuna, who is the great one among Bharata Vamsha? Bharata Vamsha. You are the great bull-like among that Bharata Vamsha people. It is another title for Arjuna. Okay. How many names Arjuna has got? Lord Krishna calls him by so many names. Okay. Collect all those names. List out. Do homework. Some work we can do, no? How many names Arjuna has got? How that name has come? So whenever we say, make a note, no, Arjuna's different names. What is the significance of that name? So very nice to do that. No? It is a way of studying Shastra beautifully. Bharatarshabha. Balavatam aham balamasmi. Balavatam. In the strong people. In the strong people. Balam ahamasmi. In the strong people, what is there? Strength is there. In the strong people, what will be there? Strength. So that strength, I am. I am that strength. If you remove the strength from that strong man, he is a man, not strong man. So, balam ahamasmi. I am the constructive strength. Okay. Ravana also has got strength. Isn't it? Kamsa also has got strength. Hiranyakashipu also has strength. So that strength I am not. Okay. That strength is a destructive strength. If Bhagavan alone is the strength of everyone, Hiranyakashipu strength also? Bhagavan strength only. then what will happen? Hiranyakashipu destroying everyone because of his strength, then Bhagavan is destroying Madhura idol. Is it not? Whatever the destructive people, no, doing the destructive actions because of their strength, they also say this strength belongs to Bhagavan. No. We should not say like that. All militants, terrorists are Balavata, Balam is there or not? How can they destroy that tower, no, in America? They have destroyed a tower. What an intelligence, what a Balam strength they have. Is it destructive power or constructive power? Destructive strength. Tremendous strength they have got. But we don't want that strength. It is not a strength at all. They are abusing their strength. Bhagavan is not a destructive strength. Bhagavan is a constructive strength. Understand? Whenever the Rama has got a constructive strength, Hanuman has got a constructive strength, Arjuna has got a constructive strength, they never use their strength for wrong purposes. For destructive purpose, they never use their strength. Therefore, whenever our child, you know, at home, they have also strength. What they do, no, one of them put it on. பார்த்தியா எவ்வளோ ஸ்ட்ரெங்க் இருக்கோ என்னோட குழந்தைக்குன்னு சொல்லக்கூடாது. வென் தே ஆர் டிஸ்ட்ராயிங் எவ்ரி திங் அட் ஹோம், ஹீ இஸ் ஹேவிங் லாட் ஆஃப் ஸ்ட்ரெங்க்னு சொல்லி ஒரு அப்படியே ஒரு அடி அடிக்கணுமா? நான் ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் திஸ் ஸ்ட்ரெங்க். யுவர் ஸ்ட்ரெங்க் மஸ்ட் பி யூட்டிலைஸ்டு ஃபார் குட் பர்பஸ். தட் இஸ் வை தோஸ் ஹூ ஆர் நாட் ஹேவிங் தர்மா, தே யூஸ் தேர் ஸ்ட்ரெங்க் ஃபார் டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன். So that strength backed by dharma is wonderful. Bhagavan's strength is backed by dharma. Arjuna's strength is backed by dharma. Ravana's strength is not backed by dharma. Understand? Therefore, never appreciate the strength of those people who are using their strength for destruction. Never encourage, never appreciate that strength. They are abusing their strength. And not only that, we have to criticize that strength. So, balavatam balamasmi. Then, kamaraga vivarjitam. Bhagavan is clarifying. Hey Bhagavan, you are the balam of all people. And you are creating terrorists. You are only creating militants because you have given balam to them. Bhagavan says, no, 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 I am not that balam. I am that balam which is free from kama raga. Kama raga vivarjitam balam ahamasmi. Ravana has got a balam which is along with, backed by kama and raga. That balam I am not. So, kama raga vivarjitam balam ahamas. This is the clause Lord Krishna putting. He is very safe now. So, in any person, kamandhaha, no? This Ravana and the Kichaka. How powerful Kichaka, you know, in Mahabharata? So powerful. Kamandhaha, he is a Duryodhana. Is a kamandhahana. They have that kama raga balam. So that kama raga sahita balam destroys the same person. Duryodhana destroyed by his own kama. Ravana also destroyed by his own kama. That power which is along with kama raga destroy the person. Arjuna, understand, I am not kama raga sahita balam in the people. I am kama raga rahita balam in the people. Now, what strength do you have to develop? Kama raga vivarjitam. I am the essence of the strong people which is free from desire and attachment. Desire and attachment means we may misunderstand. how one can live without desire. How one can live without desire? Everyone is having desire. Is it not? So kama is also two types. Dharma aviruddha kama, dharma viruddha kama. Ravana has got dharma viruddha kama. Isn't it? So kama raga vivarjitam means who is free from desire, that balam in him, I am that, it is not proper. No, everybody is having desire. அப்ப பகவான் மீது நம்ம என்ன பண்ணுவோம்? இது என்ன பகவான் இப்படி சொல்றாரு, டிசைர் இல்லாமல் எப்படி இருக்க முடியும்னா? வி ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், டிசைர் இஸ் நாட் ஈவில். இஸ் டிசைர் இஸ் நாட் ஈவில், தென் வாட் இஸ் ஈவில்? அதார்மிக காம. ஈவில் டிசைர் இஸ் ஈவில். ராங் டிசைர், ஈவில் டிசைர் இஸ் ஈவில். டிசைர் பை இட் செல்ஃப் இஸ் நாட் ஈவில், evil desire is evil. Are you getting the point? How difficult. These are all nuances of Bhagavad Gita to understand, not so easy. Kama raga vivarjitam, if you take literal meaning, you cannot understand anything. And you not understanding and thinking, Bhagavan, some confusion. No, edho confusion. Edhedhu namakku puriyada, mathavangalukku ella confusion solliduvom. உனக்கு புத்தி வேணும் அப்பா புரிஞ்சுக்கிறதுக்கு. தட் இஸ் வை கமெண்டேட்டர்ஸ் கம்ஸ் அண்ட் தே கிவ் லாட் ஆஃப் கமெண்டரி அப்பான் திஸ் காமராக விவர்ஜித்தம் பலம். ஓன்லி ஐ ஆம் காமராக சகித பலம், ஐ ஆம் நாட். அட் த சேம் டைம் எவ்ரி காமா டிசைர் இஸ் நாட் ஈவில். ஏ காமா எ டிசைர் விச் இஸ் பேக்டு பை தர்மா ஈஸ் அப்ரிஷியேட்டபிள். You can appreciate it. You can encourage that kama. Coming to class, Bhagavad Gita class, I want to go. Is it a desire or not? What desire? Bhagavan says, I am not that kama, raga, sahita. You need strength to come to the class. You require a desire now. Suppose Bhagavan says, kama vivarjitam balam I am. Na, namak class ke varadak desire hai? Varad. So you are coming to the class because of the desire. I have desire to come to class. It is a dharmika kama. It is a dharmika kama. I can desire as long as it is in keeping with dharma. It should not go against to dharma. All our desires must in keeping with dharma. அது புரிஞ்சுக்கணும். யுவர் மணி இஸ் யுவர் மணி, அதர்ஸ் மணி இஸ் நாட் யுவர் மணி. ஏர்ன் மணி, ஹாவ் டிசைர், நைஸ் டிசைர் டு ஏர்ன் மணி. ஏர்ன் மணி, யூ ஹாவ் ஸ்ட்ரென்த், ஏர்ன் அண்ட் யூஸ் தட் மணி ஆல்சோ ஃபார் ப்ராப்பர், யூட்டிலைஸ் தட் மணி ஆல்சோ இன் ஏ ரைட் மேனர். அதர்வைஸ் வாட் வில் ஹேப்பன்? ஐ ஹாவ் லாட் ஆஃப் டிசைர், I have a lot of money, I have earned money because of my power, strength. Then what for what? I go where? Wine shop. Adenna power, adenna money. Dhanam dharmartham. Dhanam should be spent only for dharmic activities, not for adharmic. Many people just waste their money for adharmic activities. Therefore, kama you have, may you have dharmika kama, legitimate and moderate kama. That's not wrong. So we should know where to draw the line. Where to draw the line you should know, otherwise you will be confused. Kamaha ahamasmi. Dharma means noble activities. After doing noble activities, what you will get? You get chitta shuddhi, purity of mind. Dhanam dharmartham, dharma chitta shuddhyartham. Chitta shuddhi for what sake? Mental purity, jnana yogyata prapyartham. she will get a sadhana chatushtaya sampatti jnana yogyata. Jnana yogyata, jnana prapyartham, jnanam moksha prapyartham. So you are intelligent person then. If you use your money for dharma, dharmic activities, you get chitta shuddhi, you get guru prapti, shastra prapti, jnana prapti, moksha means shanti. That is called kama, dharmika kamaha, shuddha kama. Kama means apraptasya vishaye kamaha. Desire is always for, on what I don't have. I get desire upon what I don't have. That is called kamaha. Raga means attachment after getting that object. That's called ragaha. First I desire, I want, tambura shruti madri. Apraptasya vishaye kamaha. Once I have attained that object, I have received that object, I accomplished that thing, suppose. After getting, what next job? Attachment towards that ragaha. I want to retain it. I want to keep it that close to me. Any object or any person for that matter. Like that kama, raga, all the time it is there. If it is shuddha kama, you have, if you have raga towards that also, it will help you in a positive way. If you have shuddha kama, dharmika kama, and you have attachment towards that. Suppose I am attached to shastra. It will not harm you. I am attached to Bhagavad Gita. I am attached to my guru. I am attached to my what? Bhagavad Gita class. Without Bhagavad Gita class, I cannot. Shuddha kama, dharmika kama. I have attachment towards that, and your life is in safe and condition. Adhila tappilla. Aviruddha kama is no problem. Viruddha kama alone problem. The person will fall spiritually in viruddha kama. Viruddha kama na viruddha ragam da varum. That anuragam, ragam binds the person. In dharmika kama, dharmika anuraga for some time. Only attachment to detachment. Attachment for what sake? For detachment. This type of attachment, association for dissociation. That association which can help me for dissociation later is a good association. Understand? A association, when I have with a thing or a person, later I dissociate without any pain, it is a good association. But an association which create a lot of problem while dissociation, it is not a good association. Okay? Samyoga, Viyoga. Which is good samyoga association? Satsanga is a good association. You can have Satgrandha Patanam, Satsanga. All are help us spiritually we grow. Patraga, Patratran, Patrinai. So what that is what it is now. What I am talking from first 5 minutes struggling to communicate. Instead, Tamil one word they said. Attach to detach anartham. Attach to detach. Clear? Ippu nanna puriyara thanne nikkara. Okay. Kama raga vivarjitam balam aham asmi. Where? Bhuteshu. Bhuteshu kama raga vivarjitam kamaha aham asmi. Not only that. Dharma aviruddha kamaha aham asmi. How Lord Krishna clarifying you see? Balavatam kama raga vivarjitam balam aham asmi. At the same time, some people have lot of desire to do this, that and all good activities. Appo enna na, I am that, Bhagavan says. First he says, I am not kama in those people. Next line he says, I am the kama in those people. How is it possible? Balavatam kamaraga vivarjitam balam ahamasmi. காமம் இல்லாமலே எந்த பலம் இருக்கோ அந்த பலம் நான் தான் சொன்னார். அப்புறம் என்ன சொல்கிறாரு, காமம் இருக்கிறவங்களில் என்ன காமம் இருக்கோ அது நான் தான் சொல்கிறாரு. எல்லாம் கான்ட்ரடிக்ஷன் பாருங்க. தேர்ஃபோர் பகவான் சிஸ் அவிருத்த காமஹா அகமஸ்மி. வேற இந்த ஸ்லோகா பலவம் பலமதாமஸ்மி காமராக விவர்ஜிதம், தட் இஸ் காம விவர்ஜிதம் பலம் அகமஸ்மி. Immediately he says, dharma aviruddhaha kamaha bhuteshu ahamasmi. This is called brilliance. If somewhere he says, we will forget this. First line that, second line this, he says immediately. So, dharma aviruddha kamaha ahamasmi. Guru want to teach Bhagavad Gita course by course again and again. This is desire only. This is my 5th time or 6th time I am teaching Bhagavad Gita in my experience of 14 years experience. I am teaching Bhagavad Gita, this is the 5th time. And the desire paarunga. I want to teach Bhagavad Gita as long as I live now. Because that much is there to communicate. This is also a desire. What to do? Bhagavan says, is this dharma viruddha kama or dharma aviruddha kama? Dharma aviruddha kama. It is not against to dharma. Therefore, Bhagavan says what? That desire in that teacher who want to teach Bhagavad Gita, which is dharma aviruddha, the desire I am. Puriyadha? Andha madri neenga supply pannukonga. Okay. Have a nice family, nice children, nice house. Earn money and spend for all good purposes. This is good. That is Bhagavan only. Bhagavan is not against money, earning, desire and all. Bhagavan always manifesting in that desire, which is not against to dharma. Bhuteshu, among beings. He Bharatara Shabhan. Next. Shloka 12.
एचैव सात्विका भावाः राजसास्तामसाश्च ये मत्त एवेति तान् विद्धि न त्वहं तेषु ते मयि.
With this shloka, Lord Krishna completes his topic about Ishvara Swarupam. From fourth shloka he has started, that up to here Ishvara Swarupam he is concluding now. A shloka with fully a paradoxical shloka this is. Totally, it is a contradictory statements. You require a agile intellect to understand this shloka. Very, very important shloka. Bhavaha, ye bhavaha, sattvikaha, rajasaha, tamasaha, tan, Vidhi Mattaha Eva Iti. Bhavaha means Chitta Vrittayaha, thoughts, inner world of thoughts. Bhavaha means thoughts, inner world of thoughts. All the states of mind, and mind is always with what? One thought or other. One thought or other, all the time mind is holding on. So, bhavaha. What are they? Sattvika bhavaha means sattvic thoughts. Here sattvika means which are, see, sattva stands for knowledge. Rajas, rajasika bhavaha stands for activity, action. Tamasa stands for dullness. Dullness. Knowledge, sattva stands for sukham. Activity, that rajoguna, which is stands for activity, it stands for dukkham. First I said knowledge, activity and dullness. Sattva, rajastama, knowledge, activity and dullness. You can put in another way also. Sattva stands for sukham, rajoguna stands for dukkham, tamoguna stands for moha. Every one of us have these three gunas. But predominantly sattvic means you are in a advantageous position. Every person having sattva, rajas, tamas. But sattva backed by rajoguna, tamoguna is okay. But rajoguna should not come in front. Bhagavan says sattvika bhavaha, rajasa bhavaha, thoughts backed by sattva guna. Thoughts backed by sattva guna, they understand Bhagavad Gita well. Okay. Thoughts backed by rajoguna, they understand Bhagavad Gita 50%. How to know I am backed by rajoguna when listening Bhagavad Gita? Na? I become so restless. No? I want to see this side and that side. Idho panninde irpom tirshamanam summa ukaramaatam. Adi rajoguna predominance anamata. Appadiye silent ukarnda kekkanamna a restless na rajasic mind cannot sit quietly. Thank God none of you have that rajasic predominant mind. Okay. Some students, they come. Okay, not you. I'm having good students. Some places, some people, they go to listen a lecture. They never look at the stage. They look at this person. Or right side konja neram, left side konja neram. And totally turn and see also. They don't bother about the speaker. The one who is speaking is in front of me and they don't bother. They look at like that. Some people nicely they look at like this. Abadi kannala baba enna romba thirumina nanna irukada nishan enna enna rajo gunam en artham. That is called some activity. It cannot sit quietly. Enna pannadhu paavam. So guru kena don't turn and solla mudiyadhu. கொஞ்ச நாளுக்கு போனதுக்கப்புறம் ஐ யூஸ் டு சீ லைக் தட் வென் ஐ வாஸ் ஸ்டடியிங் ஐ யூஸ் டு சீ லைக் தட் சம் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் கொலீக்ஸ் லைக் தட் ரியலி ஐ யூஸ் டு ஃபீல் தட் மை குரு இஸ் ஸோ கிரேட் ஹி நெவர் கரெக்ட் தெம் ஏன்னா இட் டேக்ஸ் ஃபார் டைம் ஃபார் தெம் அவளோட ஸ்வபாவம் அது என்ன பண்ணுறது பட் ஐ சம்டைம்ஸ் ஐ ஃபீல் அந்த மாதிரி பொறுமை எனக்கு கொடு பகவானுன்னு நான் கேட்பேன் என்னோட குருக்கு இருக்கிற பொறுமை எனக்கு கொடு அப்பா நான் கேட்பேன் பகவான் அவ்வளோ பொறுமை தாங்கவே முடியாது அந்த மாதிரி ரெஸ்ட்லெஸ் பீப்புள் முன்னாடி போய் பின்னாடி உட்காரலாமே அப்படி உட்கார மாட்டான் எல்லாம் வந்து ஃப்ரெண்டில் உட்காருவான் அந்த மாதிரி உட்கார்ந்தா எப்படி பண்ணுவான் குரு பட் தட் இஸ் வாட் குருக்கு டெஸ்ட்டு அப்போது அந்த டைமில் தான் குருக்கே நல்ல டெஸ்ட் அது பொறுமையாக இருக்கணும் பாப்பன் தேர் பிஹேவியர் இஸ் லைக் தட் தேர் நேச்சர் இஸ் லைக் தட் வாட் டு டூ நான் It distracts the whole thing. அது மாதிரி ராஜசோ ரஜகுணா தத்வகுண தமோகுண தமோகுணான்னு சொல்லவே வேண்டாம் எப்படி தூங்கு மூஞ்சி என்ன எதர் ஸ்லீப்பி ஆர் ஸ்லீப்பிங் என்ன அப்படி இருப்பா சுறுசுறுப்பாகவே இருக்க மாட்டேன் சொன்னதுக்கு அப்புறம் 10 நிமிஷம் கழிச்சு அவனுக்கு புரியும் என்னதான் சொல்கிறான்னு எல்லாரும் சிரிக்கிறானே என்னப்பா சிரிக்கிறாங்கன்னு அப்படி பார்ப்பான் அந்த மாதிரி டல் மைண்ட் என்ன. பகவான் சேஸ் தீஸ் தாட்ஸ் ஆர் ரைசிங் இன் த மைண்ட் ஹுச் ஆர் பேக்டு பை சத்வகுணா, பேக்டு பை ரஜோகுணா, பேக்டு பை தமோகுணா. தே ஆர் ஆல் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் மீ தே ஆர் கம்மிங் இன் த பர்சன். தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? Once, if I show this flower, immediately you get a flower thought. You get a flower thought. In the flower thought, one of the Bhagavan says, and the thought nandhan, Shulrar Bhagavan. Ippadi? Because it is consciousness. You are conscious of flower. You are conscious of flower. You are conscious of flower or not? You are aware of the flower or not? That awareness, I am. Who says? Bhagavan. Matta eva nar. Bhavaha means vritti. That vritti, Bhagavad Gita, I am understanding nicely, sattvika vritti, I am. And rajasa vritti, half understood, that also I am only. And tamasa vritti, thungi munchi, thungindi irukka 25% kuda purinjikala anna. And the thoughts for their arrival, I am the cause. I am the cause. Nannada pochi ippo ella Bhagavan mele potidlam. Ena class la thookam varadhu kuda Bhagavan moolamadan. Avaru solraru, ah, appadella mudiyadappa. Adhu naan illai. Puriyadha? Because we escape all the time. When we have moha, delusion, dukkha, all this we put on the Lord. Lalata rikita vidhinapi harinapi harinapi lalata rikita parimartum nasikyate. Thala iluthu eppadi irukkumo appade nadakkum anna. Bhagavan says never. That dukkha, moha belongs to them only. I am not touched by that. Why? Because I have given free will to them. Free will. They have to use their free will. They can come out of moha vritti, dukkha vritti. I am the sukha vritti only. Puriyadha? நம்மக்குள்ளே இருக்கிற தமோகுணம் ப்ரிடாமினன்ஸுக்கு, ரஜோகுணா ப்ரிடாமினன்ஸுக்கு பகவான் காரணம் இல்லை. தாட்ஸ் அரைவலுக்கு தான் பகவானுக்கு காரணமே தவிர, இந்த தாட் ஏன் வருது, எதுக்காக வருதுன்னது பகவானுக்கு சம்பந்தமே இல்லை. இது புரியறதுக்கு நல்ல கொஞ்சம் நல்ல மாஸ்டிகேட் பண்ணணும். ஓகே, இசேஸ் பாவாக ஏ சாத்விகாக ராஜசாக தாமசாக தான் மத்த ஏவ இது வித்தி. They are born of me alone. They are born of me alone. Next line, what he says, you see. Second line, second quarter. What he says, Aham na teshu. Te mai aham na teshu. They are in me, I am not in them. How to understand they are in me, I am not in them? I am the samanya karanam, they are vishesha karanam. Okay, I am only the samanya karanam, non variable cause. I am the general cause, samanya karanam. Gold is the samanya karanam. Ornaments are vishesha karanam. Specific. They are all specific, different variations are there. Variables. They are variables. Samanya karanam. Gold is non-variable in our ornaments. But all ornaments, bangle is not in chain, chain is not in bangle. Ring is not in chain, ring is not in bangle, bangle is not in the ring. But gold is in all. So gold is telling, I am in all of them. I am in all of them. Anardham, I am in the bangle also, I am in the ring also, I am in the chain also, I am in every ornament. But really speaking, all ornaments are not in me really. Isn't it? Where chain is there, ring is not there. Yes or no? That is what meaning. Aham teshu, they are not in me. Anna artha ide. Aham teshu, aham na teshu, they are in me. All ornaments are in me. I am not in all ornaments. Anna artha na, vishesha karanam belongs to them only. Really speaking, I am only the general cause. Who did vishesha karanam? Goldsmith. Therefore, you are rajoguna, tamoguna, you are the goldsmith. Okay. General cause, thought arrives because of Paramatma. But either it is sattvic or rajasic or tamasic, belong to which prakriti? Apara prakriti or para prakriti? Apara prakriti. Very good. You are showing the body. Very important. Apara prakriti. Belong to apara prakriti. Body mind complex is made out of apara prakriti. Apara prakriti has got three gunas. All three gunas belong to the maya. Really speaking, they are all what? All these vrittis for their arrival, I am the cause, samanya karanam. But this person's, according to his likes and dislikes, his vasanas, he convert his thoughts into sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. Thoughts arrival, I am the samanya karanam. Those thoughts are sattvic or rajasic or tamasic. He is having bad friendship, his thoughts are tamasic, rajasic. If he is having satsangas, his thoughts are sattvic. Isn't it? So sattvic, rajasic, tamasic thoughts, I am not responsible. I am only responsible for thoughts. And good thoughts or bad thoughts, I am not responsible. It depends upon that person. So Bhagavan nicely escaping. Otherwise, ellame Bhagavan mele potitte. Avarda ellathukume karanam nu solluva. So for thought, good thought is called God is the samanya karanam. Our free will is the vishesha karanam. For the thought arrival, Bhagavan is the non-variable karanam, the cause. That thought to be good thought or bad thought, violent thought, very very bad thought, who is responsible? I am responsible. My free will is responsible. With whom I associate? With what I associate? I can convert my thoughts into sattvic, rajasic or tamasic. It is in your hands. That's why Tyagaraja sang in that Malayamaruta Raganala or Kirtana. Manasa Yetulortune, then he says, Kalilo Rajasa Tamasa Gunamulu Galavari Chilimi Kalasi Melasi Tirugaka. Rajasa Tamasa Gunas are there for people. Don't mix with them, oh mind. Mix with what? Those who are having sattvic mind. Therefore, watch the people, those who are having sattvic mind only, you move with them. Okay? Don't go with rajasic, tamasic people. Namakulla irukkira rajasic, tamasic innu increase aayidum, nourish aayidum. So now, how to improve my sattvic nature? Move with a sattvic person who is having predominantly sattva guna. Then my sattva guna will be enhanced. Already I am suffering with rajasic, rajoguna. Innoru pakkam rajoguna irundha enna aagumna udane blood pressure varum. ஆல்ரெடி நான் தூங்கு முஞ்சு இன்னொரு பக்கத்தில் தூங்கு அவனு தூங்கு முஞ்சன்னா என்ன ஆகிடும் இருக்கிற ஜானம் கூட போயிடும் நானும் டல் ஆகிட்டு அப்படியே குட்டிச்சவர் மாதிரி யூஸ்லெஸ்ஸாக மை லைஃப் போயிடும் தட் இஸ் வை யூ ஆர் த மாஸ்டர் ஆஃப் யுவர் லைஃப் யூ கேன் பில்ட் யுவர் லைஃப் யூ கேன் டிஸ்ட்ராய் யுவர் லைஃப் Therefore, Bhagavan says, Aham Nateshu. I am not in them, but they are all in me. Because they are depending upon me for their thought arrival, consciousness. They are depending upon me, the Paraprakriti, for their thought arrival. And the thought one is Sattvikama, Rajasikama, and Tamasikama, and their willpower. Vishesha Karanam, specific cause. Therefore, Bhagavan is so genius. Priyanada? Romba genius, Bhagavan. Paru, eppadi solli kudukkarara? Look at the shloka. Echa eva sattvika bhavaha rajasaha tamasaha cha matta eva iti tan vidhi. They are all born out of me. An artham. Adhita mudinchachi, samanya karanam. Anal aham teshu, aham na teshu te mayi. They are in me, I am not in them. They are depending upon me for their existence. I exist without thoughts also. Yes, I am conscious of my thoughts. Sattva guna thought, rajo guna thought, tamo guna thought. I am conscious of. When thoughts are not there, suppose a fraction of a second, I have no thought. That time I have no thought, blankness also, I am conscious of. I am aware of the thought, I am the aware of thoughtless state of the mind. That means what? I am non-variable. But thoughts may vary. Sattva guna thought to, tamo guna thought to, rajo guna thought to, again sattva guna is changing. One naal class nanna puriyum swami iniki class rendu romba excellent na nanna excellent a irukena na thank god sattva guna is predominant. Some days the students onnume puriyave maatanga enna yesterday very hard work morning hard work class la vandi lallabi maadhiri nalla thoongiluva. What to do? That also okay. Edho class vandane adhe periya vishayam na. Adhu maadhiri, so I am in every thought, sometimes they doze off. Okay? They know after waking up, in a class, I am 10 nimisham thoongitanna. So that means what? And the time, one thought illa. Are you aware of that or not? You slept in the class, you know or not? After Purnamadaha, definitely you know that. Of course, Guru knows very well. Who is conscious of that thoughtless state? That is what he says. Te mayi, thoughts are in me, but I am there, even the thoughts are not there also. They are not in me, and then thoughtless states is there, but I am there. So very, very a tricky statement this is. Okay, next shloka. Tribhir gunamayair bhavaihi ebhis sarvamidam jagat mohitam nabhi janati mamebhyah paramavyayam. Now Lord Krishna entering into a new topic, sarvatra ishvara darshanam. Ishvara varnanam is over. Everything I am, because of me only everything is sustaining. How to understand, how to see this darshanam, how to get Ishvara darshanam sarvatra? Those who are having moha, tamoguna, they cannot see Arjuna. Mohitam na abhijanati. Because of their moha, means tamoguna predominance, people are not able to understand me. Trivir gunamayaihi bhavaihi ఏవి సర్వమిదం తతం. ఈవెన్ దో ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ పర్వేడెడ్ బై త్రిగుణాస్, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ తమోగుణ ప్రిడామినెన్స్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ మై హయ్యర్ నేచర్. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ వాట్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు ట్రాన్స్ఫర్ ఫ్రమ్ తమోగుణ ప్రిడామినెన్స్ టు రజోగుణ ప్రిడామినెన్స్ టు సత్వగుణ ప్రిడామినెన్స్. అప్పో என்ன అర్థం? సత్వగుణ ప్రిడామినెన్స్లో ఇందా ఎన్న ఇండికేషన్ తెలియమో? 1 hour క్లాస్ ఎవ్రీ సెకండ్ ఐ రిసీవ్ ద టీచింగ్, దిస్ ఇస్ ద ఇండికేషన్. ఇఫ్ ఐఎమ్ ఎ సాత్విక్ ప్రిడామినెంట్ పర్సన్ అన్న హోల్ క్లాస్ వితౌట్ మిస్సింగ్ ఈచ్ పాయింట్ ఐ జస్ట్ రిజిస్టర్, దట్ ఈస్ ద సైన్ ఆఫ్ సత్వగుణ. పూర్ణమద పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. హరిః ఓం. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం.